bunch of decent wide receivers on that depth chart. Because I didn't see KJ Hamler didn't play last night much, I think at all.
Tell him, McCluskey. Tell him what time it is.
Get ready for the Premier Weekend Sports Show right here on GoMileHigh.com. This is The Locker Room.
Guess what, you're playing golf today?
No, I'm not, Grandpa. I'm playing tennis.
You're playing golf, and you're going to like it.
What about my asthma?
I'll give you asthma.
Snap to Patrick Lewis. Four-man Alabama rush. Got him. No, they didn't. Oh, my gracious.
Yep.
How about that?
James heads off. Fire. Ball game. He did it. LeBron.
Good high noon to you, Denver, and all the listeners around the world. This is The Locker Room on GoMileHigh.com, a part of the Be On Air Network. Again, this is the number one most listened to internet radio program on Saturdays in Colorado at noon on this website. To my right, I got...
That was good.
Corey, yeah, man. Corey, Rock Corey, at Rock Corey Nelson. What is it? At Rock Corey on Twitter?
Yeah.
Yeah. There it is. How you doing today, buddy?
I'm feeling great. Feeling good. High noon. I like that.
Yeah, man.
Remember we got in a discussion about when afternoon starts. Good afternoon. Good noon. I like good.
Good high noon. Got to get that old Western vibe in there, man.
It's good. I like it a lot.
Out there on the boards on the ones and twos, we got Brandon's the Squirrel Sap at the Squirrel spelled wrong. Spell it for everybody for me, please.
D-A-S-Q-U-I-R-L at Twitter.
Thanks, man. How you doing today? Doing back there?
I'm doing great, dude. I'm loving being here with you guys, and let's get this show moving. I'm excited to hear you host today, bub.
Yeah, man. That's me hosting for the first time today at Grizzly Olson. I am Quentin Olson. I will be your host today on the number one most listened to internet radio program on Saturdays in Colorado at noon on this website today. How we're gonna start this game? We got some headlines for y'all. Corey, what do you got for headlines? A lot of things happen in the week around the sports world. So what do we got?
Mine's more of a funny headline. At least I think it's funny. But, you know, everybody in Tampa Bay around the Buccaneers has been kind of concerned about Rob Gronkowski not getting a lot of catches. I think he has four targets, 11 yards on 33 routes run in two games. So everyone's kind of worried about that.
Yeah, I had him on my fantasy team for like 30 minutes.
Yeah, so people are worried, and he said, you know, he came to the Buccaneers to block, which, I mean, it's cool if that's the truth, but they paid him a lot of money and traded him for him, like a fourth-round pick for him. Yeah. Just to block doesn't seem right, but I thought that was kind of a funny quote. Headline yesterday,
I'm here to block, baby.
Yeah, I came here to block, baby, which actually, you know, when you think about it and you watch like those NFL films, when he's mic'd up, he's like giggling and laughing the whole time he's like blocking somebody or like pushing a linebacker down the field. So I think that could be true. He actually does enjoy just being a blocker, but
it's weird. It is interesting. It's not what you're used to seeing from Gronkowski. So I don't know what to make of it. I mean, I love Gronk. Gronk's a character, man. He's a character. They need him in the NFL. For me, I got a couple. First of all, the passing of Gale Sayers at 77. He passed on Wednesday, a legend. It's happens. He had dementia, right? Some form of dementia. And yeah, finally got him, age 77. He was one of the youngest Hall of Famers in the NFL. And he only played six seasons.
Oh, really?
He only played six seasons because he tore his ACL. And if anybody hasn't seen it, you got to watch The Football Life with Dick Butkus and Gale Sayers. Because it is wonderful. You know, he talks about how he wished they had better doctors when he was playing because he could have played for a long time and he would have ran for a lot more yards and Gale Sayers would be in a lot more conversations than he is today. I would think up around the
I just want to say, I got a text on the line here. It said my Colts suck. I just want to tell Matt that his Titans are absolutely terrible. Just before we keep going.
Oh, wow. We're getting into some rivalry already.
Hey, the text line's getting hot over here, guys.
Text line's getting hot. If you got texts, you got calls. We got 303-937-6548. Go ahead and call in. and we'll screen your car and hang up on you. That's what that's what we'll do. But the other big headline before I get to your squirrel is Tyrod Taylor gets stabbed by his own doctor.
Oh yeah, that is a big that is a big headline that we've got to discuss.
It's wonderful. He gets stabbed by his own doctor, but not how you think. They didn't. This was not male intent or homicide.
We don't know that.
Maybe homicide in the Chargers season.
He had Justin Herbert on his fantasy team. He's like, I got to get him in. So, Tyrod, you're going to be out today.
The doctor?
Yeah.
Justin Herbert, yeah. He hasn't played in a week. Got to do it.
Yeah.
So, basically, the story is that the Chargers team doctor, while trying to administer a shot, it was a pain-killing shot for his ribs. He has a cracked rib right now. They punctured his lung. They missed. You know, it's not kind of like an
no,
oops,
I don't think
I missed.
They missed. They went, Jesus went too deep. Like I was
think
saying,
so.
All I could envision, now obviously this isn't how it happened, but all I could envision is the doctor walking up and be like, all right, let's shoot you up, and just stabbing him with the big old needle
just
right
giving
in the
big
chest.
Wind up.
And then hitting it.
You know, oh, I mean? Love it, dude. I mean, that's a better story than I have in my head. Mine is they just missed and the ribs just kind of moved the little needle around and then they punctured his lung. And, I mean, what do you think that feels like?
Not good.
I mean, he's already in a lot of pain, but is it more like a... Oh,
loss of breath.
What's happening?
Yeah.
Kind of thing. I don't know. Not a good thing, but I think it's all under control now, isn't it? Besides the doctor, who's definitely fired.
I think they said that there's a chance he might not ever play football again.
Well, will he? Because
I'm just saying because of the punctured complications of a punctured lung.
Oh, yeah. He's going to have some problems on that one. Squirrel, I'm going to pass it to you, buddy. What do you got for headline? A headline. Can't hear you.
I have the top headline of the day, guys.
Oh, the top headline.
Yeah, Tom Brenneman has officially resigned from the Reds.
Tom Brenneman, really?
Yeah, from announcing instead, he was.
Remember,
he was released.
Yeah,
he was released. You know, as they say, going through an investigation or whatever. So he officially resigned today or yesterday, excuse me, as being a 29 year announcer for. Cincinnati Reds.
Yeah, can't let words slip up on anytime, I guess. Right
great
now.
Great legacy he's going to leave behind,
well,
him and his family. I mean,
tarnished.
I don't know how. Yeah, tarnished legacy.
Definitely tarnished.
Yeah, him and his family, the Brennemans have been in the Reds organization for over 57 years. So
really?
It's been, yeah, his dad was a big Reds announcer, so it's sad to see stuff like that happen, but it, you know, stuff
don't
slips.
Be a, yeah, I mean, watch what you say, especially on live, but in your everyday life as well. I mean, sometimes you just can't say those. If you don't know the story, look it up. Squirrel, will say the name again. Tom Brenneman. Yeah,
Cincinnati
go ahead.
Cincinnati Reds organization.
Using certain slurs all live on air.
I don't know if I'll ever put this headset on again.
That's what he said, right? Yeah, that was like one of the last things that he said.
He definitely won't say or put the headset back on again.
Nope. He's officially retired from commentating sports.
Done from commentating sports.
Too bad.
So
sad. Another little headline I want to throw at you
Absolutely.
Guys. The Lightning took it out last night in overtime.
They did.
5-4, was it? I was watching, laying in bed. going over the thoughts of overtime hockey, of another 20 minutes of lackluster skating around and around. Can't even find the puck. You know, honestly, 3/4 of the game, I have no idea what the puck is. I stare at the middle and hope I see the puck fly by. Normally, it's just the guy that's doing most of the motion. Okay,
yeah.
The puck's, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, it was, the, okay. Nope, maybe
you gotta
not.
Really
I don't
focus.
Know where it is. Most of the time, I don't even know when there's a goal, you know, unless I hear the guy, you know, scream, because, well, there are some exotic hockey announcers.
There are some exotic hockey
dude,
announcers.
Dude, you got to be like a pirate when you say the sky, you know.
Pirate?
Yeah, no, have you heard them, dude? It's like,
well, I've heard it, yeah,
it's
but
crazy.
Pirate's not the first one, that character that comes to mind for me.
What comes to mind?
When
they say scar.
Scar, score. I mean, it's score.
What?
Goal.
What?
It's not. Yeah, maybe a pirate who's looking for gold. Gold. Or a ghoul. I don't know, dude. Let's move on.
Yeah, okay.
Tampa Bay's
like
up
that.
In that series 3-1. If
That's
else
what I was going
to
ask. Who was
yeah.
winning?
Yeah, Tampa Bay's up 3-1
SEC
now.
Football starts today.
But why are you switching? We're just talking about the NHL. Okay.
Where he's
yes.
doing all the headlines.
All the headlines, yeah. SEC, what we got right now? Florida and Ole Miss playing Mississippi
yes,
State?
Florida's up 35-21
no, Ole
at
Miss,
the moment.
Not Mississippi State. Ole Miss.
It's Ole Miss, yeah. Ole Miss.
Oh, okay.
Florida, Ole Miss.
That was a guess, but yeah. So SEC yes. did start today. We got Florida State and Miami is the big one happening tonight on ABC.
Alabama catch plays Mizzou.
What Alabama and Mizzou.
What a big one.
Woo. Woot, woot.
Yeah, you got to see if Alabama has a good team this year.
Big Bama guy, are you, Corey?
No, Corey's a huge Bama guy.
Is he?
Depends on the year.
Oh, I was going to say, can you
last
tell
year
me
I
five
was,
players?
Last year I was an LSU guy.
Oh, were you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you're one of those. Okay. No, I was going to ask you if I could. You could name five Alabama players for me.
No.
Okay. Well, I'm just checking. What else we got?
Can you when name five Alabama players?
No, I can't. Okay. But I don't pretend to like college football. I don't.
Well, not,
I don't know anything about college football.
I'm not pretending that I like it. I'm just saying Alabama. Got to see if they got any good wide receivers this year. Who's going to be you know, good for the draft?
Oh, I have no idea. We'll have to.
I know.
I guess
you're
going we'll
to have to tune
see.
In at you're 5 gonna, o'clock. You're watching Alabama, Mizzou.
But the other notable
Can I
games.
Give you guys a little squirrel nut of
Go
the
ahead.
Day?
Squirrel sure. nut of the
Najee
day.
Najee Harris is going to be the starting running back for Alabama this year. Going to be in the draft. Watch yourselves.
Yeah, he's good.
Are you sure?
He played a little last year.
All right. Come well, on. When we come back, we're going to be talking Nuggets. We're going to be talking the NBA. So stick around for that. Nuggets do play tonight. So we're very, very excited. Are we? I don't know. Maybe we're depressed.
We're excited.
I don't know. But stick around. This is The Locker Room. On GoMileHigh.com, a part of the Be On Air Network.
Pretty young Papsy, we must make it back to Camelot so I can listen to GoMileHigh.com.
Oh, who goes there?
It is I, King Arthur, on his mighty steed. Let me in the castle at once. I must get to my quarters to listen in to the best in Colorado's sports lifestyle programming.
But, sir, don't we live in medieval Wales?
No, Popsy, you mustn't ask questions when I'm listening about my beloved Broncos. Ah, GoMileHigh.com.
I'm taking a trip over to Tibet, you know, see the sights, climb a hill or two. But I remember, oh man, I got one guy out here who I actually know. So I give an old ringy dingy to the Lama,
what?
You know, the Dalai Lama, his laminescence,
really?
Flowing robes, grace, bald, striking really. I says to the Lama, hey, you remember that round I caddied for you down in Shangri-La? Well, apparently some station out in Lakewood taped the whole thing.
Oh.
See, the Lama's a big hitter. Nailed two eagles in a row that day. Well, he says, what station could have possibly gotten all the way out to my sacred holy lands, the Shangri? I says it was none other than GoMileHigh.com, Lama. They got the best sports coverage in the state. The Lama actually tips me this time, 2-1. So he pretty much stiffed me again. But I got him hooked on GoMileHigh.com. So I got that going for me, which is nice.
That's great.
GoMileHigh.com.
Every day, across this country, hundreds of college radio stations take to the air, broadcasting music and programming that you won't hear anywhere else.
It's one of the last places where people can really be able to actually say what they want to say.
Without it, you wouldn't have a place for local artists to perform. Certain people need to have a chance, a fighting chance, and college radio is that place for it.
College radio changes the lives of those who are involved with it and can change those who listen to it too.
This is where we start out, you know? From getting all this great experience working in college radio, it makes you want to work in real radio.
College radio means finding yourself. It helped me find what I wanted to do in not only school, but in life.
So support college radio by continuing to listen to this station and supporting the students who make it happen. College radio, now, more than ever. A message brought to you by this station and the College Radio Foundation. For more information, please visit collegeradio.org.
Hey, Colorado sports fans, you're listening to GoMileHigh.com, a student-operated station live from the Colorado Media School Studios here in Belmar, giving you a different perspective on all things current.
Stop torturing yourself, man! Live in the now!
So stay tuned to see what's coming up next on GoMileHigh.com, Colorado's sports lifestyle.
Showing!
back, everybody, to the number one most listened to internet radio program on Saturdays in Colorado at noon on this website today. We are back with the locker room.
Let's go.
Let's go. That's going to be my thing, man. That's going to be my thing. Welcome back to the locker room on GoMileHigh.com, part of the Be On Air Network. And we are going to be diving into the Nuggets series. Maybe a little bit of the NBA, but we all, no. Let's go Nuggets all day.
Woohoo.
Game four was game three, first of all, because we had game three after that, our last show, two and three. Two, we lost, shouldn't have lost. Three, one, which was a great game, actually. The Nuggets actually showed up. And four was Chronicles of LeBron, I would say, through the week.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
After game three, it was said that the Lakers wrote a letter to the NBA concerning the lack of free throws that LeBron was taking. Now, is this true? I have no idea.
I think it's 100% true.
I mean, I would say it was true, but... Sure enough, we started seeing LeBron on the line a little bit more and maybe a couple questionable. Just like I said in the last one, I don't like to complain about officiating because it's uneducated. It's uneducated and you shouldn't do it. But there was a couple misses, especially at the end with Jamal Murray going in foul by LeBron that would be a foul today. Everybody's making these comparisons about, well, that's not a foul in Jordan's day. Cool, we're not in Jordan's day anymore. So... that was a big turn because Murray makes that with the foul. Nuggets are down two with a free throw. Nuggets are down one with probably maybe 28 seconds left. Much better than what they were at. So Nuggets lost game four, 114 to 108 on Thursday night. Jamal had some insane finishes at the basket. I'm just going to say that. I mean, are you just going to me
there's,
this whole
time? I was going to say, there's the one where he goes up against LeBron and goes up and dunks under and goes over and throws it up.
Does the Jordan.
And LeBron looks so angry after the fact.
Which is great because Jordan or LeBron hasn't been able to do that.
Yeah.
I don't know, actually.
I'm sure he's done it once or twice in his storied career. But
I don't believe it.
It just, you know, it was I watched most of that game while watching Thursday Night Football, you know, going back and forth.
Right.
And it's, you can't. They're not gonna, the game they won, they had a sizable lead.
Right.
And they almost even let the Lakers come back and almost lost it, but they still had that lead.
They're up by 20 points.
They're not going to win a game against the Lakers if they're down by four for the whole third and fourth quarter. If they're like with, you know, right there within 4 to 6 points, the Lakers are going to keep them at bay.
Yeah.
And when they get close within two, the Lakers are going to make a stop. You know, turn the ball back over, and then they're going to be back up six again. So,
well, yeah, and that's the difference between 1, 2, 4, and 3 was game three. The Nuggets controlled the pace. 100%, they controlled the pace. They played their game and made the Lakers play to their up to their standards, because I do believe that the Nuggets are a better team. The Nuggets made the Lakers play up to that, and they did what exactly we talked about on the show last week was they stopped LeBron. They didn't stop LeBron and AD. They stopped everybody else.
Right.
Which was, hey, look, that's a formula to win the game.
Well, so, and I mean, AD didn't even have a rebound until the fourth quarter.
He had two total rebounds.
So, like, everything for the Nuggets has to go right for them to win. And they have to play perfect basketball. Everybody, their role players have to score and play good offense off the bench. They can't just rely on one guy to do it. Everybody's got to be doing everything. Like, Jokic wasn't playing his game on Thursday as well as he could have been.
Right, yeah. Jokic,
and that's
16 points.
Why we ended up losing.
16 points, 4 assists, 7 perfect. Rebounds.
Like, that's the type of team that the Nuggets are. And so that's what makes it really, really tough, is that if one guy has an off night, they're not gonna win.
Well, are you saying that one guy or Murray or Jokic is off?
I just want to point out a little thing. That in game three, that when it came down to crunch time,
yeah,
and Murray was doing his thing,
yeah,
LeBron shut him down. Game three, if I'm wrong,
you are wrong.
No, how?
Because Jamal Murray hit two clutch three-pointers in clutch time.
I'm talking about in the fourth quarter. He had what? He didn't have that many points in the fourth quarter.
Are you talking about game four?
Game four.
Okay, there we go.
Wrong game.
But here's the thing. People keep saying shut down, but there's that video clip that they showed the replay on.
What I was talking about at the beginning.
He is fouling Jamal Murray.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, he shut him down. It's like, that's not a shutdown. Well, LeBron would get that call. They would call that for LeBron.
Exactly. Would you see if that play would have happened reverse the roles? LeBron's arm gets hit when he's going up to the basket. Is he getting fouled?
Of course he's getting fouled.
Of course he's getting fouled.
But Jamal Murray is not.
So you can't say that he shut him down because
he
didn't.
Bro.
Well, working the system, I understand working the system because, yes, in Game 3, the Nuggets did work the system where they were getting the calls. But a big thing about Game 3, too, was Jeremy Grant came and balled out.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You have to have those other people come and ball out as well. So it's not just those two main guys.
You got to have
a guy come off the bench. And like I said,
I mean, Monte Morris was scoring.
Give you at least 15
points. There
was
a bunch of people scoring in that game doing well.
Absolutely. Monte Morris tied his career playoff high. Jeremy Grant broke his career playoff high in scoring 27 points. And then the other one was Michael Porter Jr. came out. And we got fourth quarter of game one, Michael Porter Jr., for the whole game.
Right.
Please, for the love of God, can we get that again? Can we get one guy off the bench? I understand he's young, but you got to step up, especially when you know you're at this level in the Western Conference Final. Do you really want to go home, MPJ? I don't.
I don't think he wants to go home, but he's young, and I think, you know, anything can get in his head.
Yeah.
He misses bricks a three, then he's in his head, and he's going to play like bad for the next four quarters.
The big question is are they gonna come back 3-1 again?
We got them where we want them. So
what does Michael Malone say? Michael Malone says that he was asked in game seven of the Clippers series, when do you know if your team is ready to play? And he said, are we down 16 yet?
are we down 3-1?
Yeah. Are we down 16? Are we down 3-1? We're down 3-1. All right. Now we're going to go start playing.
The whole time that they've been in the bubble and through this playoff series, every time he's talked, he's like, we're not worried about game five or game six or getting there. We're worried about each game in front of us.
Right.
You know, it doesn't matter if we're down 3-1 or up 3-1. We got to imagine, you know, deal with what game is in front of us. So that's what they're going to do. Elimination game, they know that they have to win. Who cares about the next game or getting it to seven? They have to win to stay in, and they're going to have to do everything they can.
And putting that pressure on themselves maybe is making them better in these elimination games because, yes, in the bubble, we are 6-0 in elimination games.
Yeah.
If you didn't know that, that equals 3-1 twice, and that's never happened. We are the 3-1 gods.
Yeah, it's amazing, and it's just interesting to see where this team obviously can go in the future because – they're clearly pretty resilient. They've got a good core there.
Yeah.
You know, they definitely need some defensive. They need some pieces that can play both defense and offense. Because Paul Millsap, he cannot play offense to save his life.
I love Paul Millsap, but yeah, I wouldn't mind not watching him play basketball anymore.
You need a couple of guys like that who can play both sides of the ball really well.
Jeremy Grant is that guy right now.
Right. And that's why they went out and traded for him because did they trade him or they sign him? I can't remember if they traded or signed him.
No, they signed him.
That's why they went after him.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And this is another thing that needs to be brought up is the Nuggets now have appeal for free agency and free agent prospects. Well, they should, yeah. I mean, is that true? I don't know. But I hope it does. I hope that this national, you know, exposure really starts bringing free agents into Denver. And now we're talking about the Nuggets being a real contender.
Yeah.
Right? That's what I hope. If nothing else, if we lose tonight or we lose in game six or seven, won't happen, 3-1 gods. I think that's what I would like to see happen after all of this.
So I've got a question for you, basketball gurus. I'm a gambling man.
Right.
What would be a better way to go gambling? Do I go money line here on the Nuggets, say, taking one back?
Mm-hmm.
Do I take the line at 5.5 for the Lakers, or do I take an over and under at 215?
See, I'm a basketball guy, not a gambling guy, as we all know. This whole table knows that I'm not a gambling guy because
we will not explain to the listeners in the text line what happened last week with your gambling.
Yeah.
knowledge.
Nope. Let's not do that. I lost $5. Go ahead, Corey. What do you got?
Dude, I don't know. I used to call myself the Nuggets betting insider on Twitter. I swear. And I would just tweet out Nuggets bets. It was so fun.
Were you 12?
No, dude. It was like last year, and I started to do it a little bit this year. It was so fun. People loved it. It was just kind of like a joke.
Do you have like a burner account?
No, I would just change my name to I would just change it to Denver Nuggets or Nuggets Betting Insider, and I'd be like,
for one
I got
tweet?
Locks tonight for you, and it was just from my tweet. And I was like, I got all the locks. But honestly, this over-under set at 215. Last game was 114 to 108. The game before that was 114 to 106.
Yeah, you're pretty safe on the over, I think.
I would probably hit it just the way that this series has been going.
It's a lock.
I think almost every over has hit except for game two, because game one was 126-114. So
bet the over.
Bet the over.
Bet the over.
What about the line?
I would probably stay away. I mean, because I don't think that the Lakers are going to win, hopefully. So.
Bet the over, bet the money line.
Or you Nuggets. Could even, I mean.
Money line, Nuggets, and bet the over.
If you took Nuggets 5.5, still wouldn't be good enough for the last game. That wouldn't have covered, so it's probably not worth it.
The what?
If you
the
took
spread?
Nuggets plus 5.5.
Oh, yeah.
Because they lost.
Don't bet the spread.
It was a parlay bet that I looked at earlier today. It had LeBron James over 24 points, 24.5. Good Lord. I forgot. Something about
sick
rebounds.
My
something
roommates
about
were doing that in game
something
four.
About assists.
I forgot
in
his
there.
Name real quick.
Threes made, I think.
Anthony Davis on 7 rebounds, and then Kyle Kuzma on points as well.
Oh, definitely don't take Kuzma on
anything. It was only 7.5.
He's
so,
a
I mean,
giant
eight,
baby.
8 points.
I saw some cool one. My roommate,
not a Kuzma
did,
guy.
It was like Jokic had to have over 7 assists. Murray had to have over 20-some points.
Yeah.
Porter had to have over so many points.
Yeah.
I did a parlay on that on game 3 or 2, and I missed it by Gary Harris. All he needed was 1.5 threes, man. I needed 1.5, so I needed him 2. He hit 1. I was mad.
Yeah, that's brutal. See, I don't
ugh, Gary Harris.
I tried Tyler Harrell last night with 2.5 threes. Jimmy Butler with 19 points. I figured he could hit that, but didn't do that.
Nope.
And
as
I parlayed
well, no.
the Miami Heat winning, so I didn't win either one of those.
You didn't win any of that then?
No.
The Celtics did come out on top last night, 121 to 108 to force a game 6. Last thoughts before we go to our second break. I mean, obviously, the Celtics are calling the Nuggets right now. How do we do this? How do we come back 3-1? Do you think they can do it?
Who, the Celtics come back?
Celtics, yeah. They're down. They're down right now.
Probably. They got enough talent.
I don't think so. I think the Heat are going to wrap them up in either... Yeah, they're going to wrap them up tomorrow. What do you think? Good? No?
Yeah, I'm going
Heat?
The Heat again, yeah.
Yeah,
I've been betting
sure.
the Heat all 5 of the games.
All right, well, when we come back, we got NFL. This is The Locker Room on GoMileHigh.com, a part of the Be On Air Network.
Young Papsy, we must make it back to Camelot so I can listen to GoMileHigh.com.
Oh, who goes there?
It is I, King Arthur, on his mighty steed. Let me in the castle at once. I must get to my quarters to listen in to the best in Colorado's sports lifestyle programming.
But, sir, don't we live in medieval Wales?
No, Papsy, you mustn't ask questions when I'm listening about my beloved Broncos. GoMileHigh.com.
So I'm taking a trip over to Tibet, you know, see the sights, climb a hill or two. But I remember, oh man, I got one guy out here who I actually know. So I give an old ringy dingy to the Lama.
What?
You know, the Dalai Lama, his laminescence,
great.
Flowing robes, grace, bald, striking really. I says to the Lama, hey, you remember that round I caddied for you down in Shangri-La? Well, apparently some station out in Lakewood taped the whole thing.
Oh.
See, the Lama's a big hitter. Nailed 2 eagles in a row that day. Well, he says, what station could have possibly gotten all the way out to my sacred holy lands, the Shangri? I says it was none other than GoMileHigh.com, Lama.
Uh-huh.
They got the best sports coverage in the state. The Lama actually tips me this time, 2-1. So he pretty much stiffed me again. But I got him hooked on GoMileHigh.com. So I got that going for me, which is nice.
That's great.
GoMileHigh.com.
Every day, across this country, hundreds of college radio stations take to the air
broadcasting music and programming that you won't hear anywhere else.
It's one of the last places where people can really be able to actually say what they want to say.
Without it, you wouldn't have a place for local artists to perform. Certain people need to have a chance, a fighting chance, and College Radio is that place for it.
College Radio changes the lives of those who are involved with it and can change those who listen to it too.
This is where we start out, you know, from getting all this great experience working in college radio. It makes you want to work in real radio.
College radio means finding yourself. It helped me find what I wanted to do in not only school, but in life.
So support college radio by continuing to listen to this station and supporting the students who make it happen. College radio, now, more than ever. A message brought to you by this station and the College Radio Foundation. For more information, please visit collegeradio.org.
Hey, Colorado sports fans, you're listening to GoMileHigh.com, a student-operated station live from the Colorado Media School Studios here in Belmar, giving you a different perspective on all things current.
Stop torturing yourself, man! Live in the now!
So stay tuned to see what's coming up next on GoMileHigh.com, Colorado's sports lifestyle.
Showing!
And welcome back to the number one most listened to internet radio program on Saturdays in Colorado at noon on this website today. I am your host, Quentin Olson, at Grizzly Olson on Twitter. To my right, Rock Quarry on the ones and twos, we got Squirrel Sap, and we're going to...
Boardman gets paid.
That's right. Welcome back to the locker room. We're going to be talking NFL now. We're big NFL guys here. Rock Quarry's got his betting sheet.
I got my betting sheet out. I'm ready.
On his notebook from 2012 when he was a senior in high school.
No, I bought this last year at the Walmart. It was the cheapest journal.
Looks about as clean as your gambling lifestyle, sir.
That's how you got to be, man. Process over results.
Oh, yeah. Trust Squirrel's now showing me his little book.
Bookies. Should see his book. His is about as good as mine.
I mean, his looks cleaner than yours.
Yeah, dude, because I...
Mine has a lot more highlights
for
wins.
A lot more highlights for wins.
You got to take it where you can, oof, you know.
That's rough. But first, before we get into Corey's Notebook, you should make a Twitter account called Corey's Notebook instead of Nuggets Betting Insider.
What would that entail, though?
Bets.
Oh, no. Just
Corey's Notebook.
Take a picture of it. Be like, yo, my bets are up. I thought about it, but...
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I actually did. I was like, should I start giving my picks out? Because I'm actually really good in NFL.
Are you?
I'm hitting at a 60%.
Oh, that's sick.
That's good.
That's pretty cool. Anyway, we're going to start with the Thursday night football before we get into any sins. The Dolphins defeated the Jags 31-13 on Thursday night.
That was a terrible game.
Was it a terrible game? You know,
yeah,
who didn't,
like,
you know
watching,
who didn't have a terrible game?
You know why it
who?
Was a terrible game? Fitzpatrick threw three touchdowns. That's how you know.
No,
it's a terrible game.
I think it was terrible because Gardner didn't show up. Like
Gardner
DJ
wasn't
Chark's
a miracle,
right?
His
child
was shaved. Did you notice that? He shaved a little bit. It was gone. He didn't have it all there.
DJ Chark was hurt. That hurt him. I think his center was out, and then his left tackle got thrown out because he was like pushing the ref off.
Oh,
of him.
Yeah, dude.
They threw the guy out. Yeah, they threw that guy out.
That
and so that after
ridiculous.
That, he was like under pressure the whole game.
Absolutely
and he couldn't do
ridiculous
anything.
Call by the
right.
refs.
So it was brutal to watch.
But I will give you all right now a little fantasy insight because I've hit this train and James Robinson is the real deal.
Yeah, he's sick.
I hit that guy after week one, picked him up, and since then I've gotten 52 points out of him.
Yeah, he's
out of my
it.
Flex.
Yeah, he's
oh,
killing
I love it.
It.
I love it. James Robinson, if you don't have him, go to your waiver wires right now. Make sure you pick him up. What are your thoughts, Squirrel, on James Robinson?
Joshua Kelly is a great running back. I'm not really sure about James Robinson.
You don't? Do you have to look in your little book for
no,
that?
No. I don't
need
my
got
book
my fantasy
to tell
up
you
right now.
James Robinson's a little bit of a fluke. I mean, what it is, listen here, you know, I'll tell you this right now. Gardner Minshew.
I just want to put on the record that me and Corey have no idea what's going on right now.
Gardner Minshew is a talent, is a great quarterback. But the run game there in Jacksonville is astonishingly terrible.
Did you watch the game?
He's
that was a big
had
word.
A few good runs against okay, Indianapolis has got a good D line, but he's played Tennessee. He's played what? Miami. I mean, yeah, I guess they've had a good string of games there. Huh?
He played the Chargers.
I forgot about. I forgot about though. That's a great D line too.
Look, he has 43 attempts, 210 yards, saying, dude, and three TDs.
Don't put your marbles on James Robinson.
210 yards. He's second in the league.
Listen, I'm number one in my league in all three, so I'm going to let you know right now. Don't put your money on James Robinson. I'd rather have Joshua
Kelly. Because you rigged the draft to have it happen at 245 when all of us were at work.
How did I rig the draft? I told you a month and a half before.
It was supposed to be at 9:30. Whatever. You know what? James Robinson's the real deal. 46 yards, two touchdowns rushing, six receptions for 86 yards on six targets.
Yeah, that's really
good. So that's the big thing is I'm in PPR. So that's right there. That's 6 points. On top of that, that's a touchdown. Just not mentioning the yards or the rushing touchdowns that were.
He's a lot better than I think people thought. Undrafted guy. Nobody knew who he really was. So
yeah. So, I mean, obviously he's going to be good this year, and then nobody's going to pick him up next year because they're all going to figure him out. Fitzpatrick, though, on the other hand.
Mike Davis is another one.
Mike Davis.
Backup for Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah. I'm down with that. Fitzpatrick had the biggest and most talked about 160-yard, two-touchdown game in history. Yes or no?
What is
it? It was ridiculous how much Fitzpatrick got publicity for that game.
Well, he didn't he complete like 80% of his passes? He was
he missed two.
18 for 20.
18 for 20. Yeah.
But the most talked about.
I think he set a record. Did he not?
Lights out.
90%.
Who went 90%? 18 for 20 would be 80%.
80%. Is that 80% exactly? Yeah. 80%.
I don't know. Something like that.
I don't know.
I thought they said
we're not
90.
Big math. Not a math guy. Not a math guy.
We'll get into that later, though.
Okay.
We'll talk about that off the air.
Was it the most talked about? Sure, probably because he played really well. And it was Thursday.
It was weird how much people talked about for 160 yards and two touchdowns. Whatever.
Lights out, man. Got the game. Won the game.
All right. Well, let's get into next week's games so we can get into Corey's notebook.
Yeah, you know, I got a lot in this notebook, so that could take a long time. The best game.
What was that movie? Waterboy. He had the secret notebook with all the secret plays. So that's your notebook right now?
Basically.
Can we please make a Twitter for Corey's notebook?
We'll
Rock
think about
Corey's
it.
I'm working
notebook.
On it right now.
Thank you.
Got it.
Rock Corey's notebook. Everybody go follow that in the next 30 minutes while Squirrel makes the account.
Do it up. Let's go.
We're just going to
be popular.
But only me and Squirrel are going to have.
I just checked the calculator. 18 out of 20 is 90%, sir.
90%. Ooh. See? Told you. Not a big math guy.
Not a math guy.
No, that's why I got you.
No, yeah. You're good.
Thanks.
He's the man right there. That's my board man. Board man gets paid. And compliments and pats on the back.
All right, okay. Let's get into some of these games already.
Yeah, somebody's a little jealous.
I'm chomping at the bit over here.
I'm really just trying to get my internet to work right now. And
all right, well, I'll start
here.
I think the Rams, Buffalo, over under 47. Buffalo is -2.5. Should be the game of the week, but it's at 11 o'clock, so it's not the game of the week.
Right.
How do you guys feel about that? What do you think is going to be going down with that?
Well, you said Buffalo and who now? Oh, the LA. Rams. There we go. I found it. Okay.
Buffalo and the Rams.
Over, under, I got 46.5. I would probably take the over on that.
Yeah, I think that's what I had. I don't know
about Buffalo, but maybe they could probably score 45 points themselves. So
against the Rams? 45 points?
Yeah. I think the Bills are that good.
You think the Bills are that good?
I think the Bills are that good.
I think that's a hot take.
Yeah, this is going to be their 42? Full. This is going to be their 45? First test. They played the Jets in Miami.
Yeah.
Right.
Now I will say, Jared Goff's looking pretty good right now.
Oh, I'm not slighting that. I don't care about how many the Rams, but I'm saying the over is probably going to hit. I think the Bills
absolutely.
Are that good.
No, it's going to be a high scoring affair. 38-35.
38-35.
You remember my hot takes last week,
bro?
Wow. I did pretty good.
Did you did he do good? I honestly didn't.
I went 7-3.
Go back and check.
I went 9-2 on mine, so.
A lot better than I did, buddy.
Yeah, but I still don't win any money. So.
Lost because you didn't know how to bet.
Lost $5. Whatever. All right. Next up, we got Chicago at Atlanta. Over under 47. Hit the under. Hit the under big time.
Saquon's gone. Chicago.
Chicago, Atlanta.
Oh,
Montgomery.
I thought you said
Montgomery for Chicago.
I thought you said the Giants. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're good. That was last week. Chicago played the Giants.
You know, what's the over and under? 41?
47.
47?
Atlanta, Chicago. No. Hit the under as a lock.
Okay.
100%. What do you think?
I'm more like, I think the over is possible, especially with Atlanta's high scoring, you know, affair. They could put up 35 themselves against a terrible defense in Chicago. And we've seen Trubisky get lucky in that fourth quarter there, throw three TDs. I don't think he'll throw three TDs in another game.
I mean, Atlanta is so bad, though.
But, I mean, Atlanta put up, they were up, 30 points, almost 25 points on Dallas?
Yeah, and then we all know what happened with that.
But they still put up 30 points.
Their brains are not there. Who doesn't jump on that ball, first of all? When it's just spinning there.
Who just rolls around?
That made no sense to me.
That
like
just told me I have no faith
in the
Falcons at all. The brains are gone.
It's got to go 10 yards, right?
Well,
we
I don't understand what the defense was thinking. Like, you
could
pick it up before it goes 10
yards. I know. They weren't
ready
for it. They hadn't practiced hands team, apparently.
Seven. They had something better to do on practice.
They were looking around saying, hey, are we allowed to pick this up? Are we allowed to touch this?
7 yards. 7 yards, touch that ball. Get the ball. Jump on
it.
You can get it
whenever you want.
Exactly.
Whenever it's
you close can grab
to you.
It
off
the
tee. As
soon
as the kicker kicks it, defense can go get it.
As
like,
soon
no
as his
what.
Foot touches it on the tee, if you can make it there,
yeah,
grab
you
the
can
ball.
Grab it.
Unless it goes backwards.
I guess.
It was ridiculous.
Anyway, Cincinnati at Philly. Cincinnati, Philly, over under 47.5. Squirrel's got to take right
over
now.
On Cincy. I'm telling you, Philly's on the dumps. Right now, Miles Sanders ain't going to give him another 100-yard game.
He almost certainly is.
Carson Wentz is push him aside. He's got to go get another quarterback.
This is the Eagles get right game.
No.
They're
playing Cincy. Joe Burrow's first win of the season right here.
Look.
Absolutely.
Look, Cleveland, when they played Cincy, that was their get right game. Baker threw a couple touchdowns.
Right.
Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt got it going on the ground
slicing
and in
the
air.
Slicing and dicing, having
you
the time of
Miles
their life.
You think Miles Sanders ain't going to have the time of his life out there? He's going to have the time of his life out there. Miles Sanders is going to have a huge game. Cincinnati does not have a defense. Some of those plays against the Browns, they looked so confused like they had never played defense before.
Right.
Like, you guys know how to tackle or, you know, like guard the guy? You know,
yeah,
what's
the zones
going
were all messed
here?
Up.
Yeah,
they weren't hitting them.
Didn't make a whole bunch of sense. So
not at all.
I thought that was somewhat interesting.
I'm taking the Eagles on that one as well. As far as the over-under goes, I am not completely sure. I would probably take the under. Under for sure. Anyway,
stay away.
Next game, we got Houston and Pittsburgh. The Texans and Deshaun Watson and Pittsburgh. And I am thoroughly impressed with Pittsburgh.
Yeah, definitely.
This year.
They have a good
I think
D.
they have the best defense.
Their offense
I think they're
looks good.
I think they're going to crush the Texans.
Easy.
Yeah, seems like they gave all Deshaun Watson all that money, and now he just he doesn't need to play anymore. He's not playing anymore.
Well, dude, he has no one to throw to.
I was gonna get to that if you'd let me. He has no one to throw the football to since they gave away
DeAndre Hopkins.
Is that what his name was?
Is that his name?
Yeah,
wow. The best wide receiver in football.
That's it. Yeah, he's one of them. Blockbuster ridiculous trade for. Who was that old guy?
David Johnson.
He was really old. David Johnson. And some 12th round pick or whatever it was.
No.
It was absolutely atrociously ridiculous. But then you're going to give him $10 billion to throw the football to Brandon Cooks? Like, what? Randall Cobb? And
Kenny Stills.
And Kenny
is
Stills
out there.
And Ken,
oh,
Will
Fuller.
Will Fuller?
Will Fuller, yeah.
Like, who are those people, though?
They've had one good play in the past, like, each.
Yeah.
Like,
well, and
each
in
one
the
of them.
I feel bad for whoever's or for the Texans because their schedule is brutal. Open up against Kansas City, play Baltimore, and then you got to play Pittsburgh.
Yeah, for sure. And then we already hit the Rams, Bills. Last one real quick before we hit the break. Niners, Giants. Niners all day having the time of their lives over there, right?
They have all their backups playing.
And they're still going to have the time of their lives.
I think this could be like a 9-0 type of game. You know, a couple field goals.
Niners-Giants real quick, Squirrel. Can't hear you.
24-10.
There it is, 24-7. This is the Locker Room on GoldMileHigh.com, part of the Be On Air Network. And we will be right back with more picks and more gambling degenerates. Thank you.
Hoodie
young Papsy, we must make it back to Camelot so I can listen to GoMileHigh.com.
Oh, who goes there?
It is I, King Arthur, on his mighty steed. Let me in the castle at once. I must get to my quarters to listen in to the best in Colorado's sports lifestyle programming.
But, sir, don't we live in medieval Wales?
No, Popsy, you mustn't ask questions when I'm listening about my beloved Broncos. Ah, GoMileHigh.com.
I'm taking a trip over to Tibet, you know, see the sights, climb a hill or two. But I remember, oh man, I got one guy out here who I actually know. So I give an old ringy-dingy to the Lama.
What?
You know, the Dalai Lama, his laminescence, flowing robes, grace, bald, striking, really. I says to the Lama, hey, you remember that round I caddied for you down in Shangri-La? Well, apparently some station out in Lakewood taped the whole thing.
Oh.
See, the Lama's a big hitter. Nailed two eagles in a row that day. Well, he says, what station could have possibly gotten all the way out to my sacred holy lands, the Shangri? I says it was none other than GoMileHigh.com, Lama. They got the best sports coverage in the state. The Lama actually tips me this time, 2-1. So he pretty much stiffed me again. But I got him hooked on GoMileHigh.com. So I got that going for me, which is nice.
That's great.
GoMileHigh.com.
Every day, across this country, hundreds of college radio stations take to the air, broadcasting music and programming that you won't hear anywhere else.
It's one of the last places where people can really be able to actually say what they want to say.
Without it, you wouldn't have a place for local artists to perform. Certain people need to have a chance, a fighting chance, and college radio is that place for it.
And everybody, welcome back from that short commercial break to the number one most listened to internet radio program on Saturdays in Colorado at noon on this website today. I am your man, Grizzly Olson, and we're going to just go straight right back into what we were talking about last time, and that is the NFL picks of the week. I would insert a sound effect right there if I had one. So,
do-do-do-do.
Thanks, man. All right, now we got Tennessee and Minnesota. We're going to go
love this game.
Bit. You love it?
Yeah.
I hate it.
I got Tennessee at -2.5. Beautiful number. Less than a field goal. Let's go. Tennessee wins. Minnesota doesn't have a defense anymore.
That's true. Yeah, Minnesota. After my blunder last week of picking Minnesota over Indianapolis just because Squirrel likes Indianapolis. Never picking Minnesota ever again.
Yeah.
Go Big Titans. King Henry.
Stink.
They stink.
Big Tennessee
like
guy.
Like Gouda cheese. Washington, the football team from Washington, taking on the Cleveland Browns. This is the battle of the worst names in the NFL. What do you got?
I don't know. Football team's a pretty cool name.
It's
personally.
Yo, Cleveland's at -7.5.
I'm not betting that. That's a horrible. That's too much. By a touchdown or more. No, thank you. Washington's not that bad. I think Washington could actually probably win this game.
I'm in 100% agreement with you on that one. We're going down the line again to Carolina, the Panthers at the LA Chargers and their terrible doctors.
Yeah, but they got the young boy Justin in there now, about to throw it around. This is Squirrel's favorite quarterback, Justin Herbert.
Of all time.
Hebert.
Yeah,
he loves him.
Chargers up -6.5 over them. What do you think?
I wouldn't bet that.
No?
What do you think? Maybe.
I don't know. The over's at 43.5.
You think they're going to win by two scores?
I would take the under on the 43.5, honestly.
Maybe.
Well, what does your magical notebook of all things good say? Also, if I had a sound effect, I'd insert it there.
What does my magical notebook say about the Chargers game?
Yeah.
It doesn't say anything.
Stay away. Okay, you heard it from Corey's notebook. New York Jets at Indianapolis Colts. Just mash the Colts on this one. Just mash it all day. Boom, boom, boom.
Oh, yeah.
Even if at a -11.5, yeah, I'll take it. Take it all day.
Indy wins easy.
Indy windy. Dallas and Seattle. I'm taking Seattle. Dallas looked like hot garbage up until literally the fourth quarter against Atlanta.
Yeah,
and
I think
Seattle's
getting
actually
some of their
really
guys
good
back,
this year.
Though.
Nah, Seattle's really good this year.
They're not really good.
I think they're really
Russell
good.
Russell Wilson
year.
Is just playing out of his mind.
Okay, so that does that.
There's no way his
does
TD
that,
rate
does
can
Does that
continue.
Tell you that Seattle's not good because Russell Wilson's playing out of his mind?
His TD rate cannot continue. He has like
nine
touchdowns and 11 incompletions.
I know.
That's going to regress. That's just
not
statistically
so?
Possible.
No, well, I think right now going with a trend, the way that the Seattle Seahawks are trending right now
too.
Until they lose.
I think Dallas keeps it within five. I would take Dallas plus 5.5 or five. Whatever.
You're taking plus 5 on Dallas.
Yeah, if you can get it. Love it. Love the number.
No. Okay.
Yeah, they're going to keep it close.
No, man.
There's no way that they
Detroit
get
Detroit, Arizona. What do you got in the magic book?
Oh, Arizona.
Arizona all day.
If it was minus 7, I'd bet it.
If it was minus 18, I'd take it.
No, you'd never bet spreads like that in the NFL.
Why not?
Because games never turn out like that.
Do you
when
just
they
like
do.
Kill the vibe everywhere you go? Like that was a
yeah.
joke. But yeah, you do. Okay. Okay. Moving on.
Nice
Tampa
call out. That was good.
Tampa Bay. No. Yeah. Tampa Bay, Denver in the Mile High City. Altitude affects
under.
It.
Take the under.
Take the under. Take the under on 42.5. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I would do that as well.
But
Green
Denver's
Bay, New
not
Orleans.
Winning. Wait, did you skip a game?
No.
Las Vegas, New England?
Not. Yeah. I'm not there yet.
When's that?
I don't know. Anyway, who cares? Green Bay, New Orleans.
That's a night. Okay, whatever. New Orleans.
Why? Do you want me to go back to the okay,
Raiders,
Patriots.
Raiders, Patriots.
Raiders, Patriots.
Patriots crush. Bill Belichick after a loss against the spread is like 30-2 against the spread after a loss.
Really?
Yeah, he usually the next team he plays, he just destroys them. Goes out of his way to make their life horrible.
Well,
the Raiders will not be having the time of their lives out there.
Thanks, listeners, for having us go back and listen to that anticlimactic.
Yeah.
Thing. But, yeah,
Bet the mortgage on the Patriots. That's what I'm saying.
Bet
if you could take all your money out and put it on the Patriots, I would do it.
Chiefs, Ravens, Battle of the MVPs. What do we got?
That's more tough. I think the Ravens win, but
don't
touch
like
any of it.
No.
Yeah.
The over's at over-under's at 54.5.
Maybe the over.
I don't know, man. I mean,
they're both good offenses.
They are both good offenses, and that we got a robot in the studio. I still can't hear him. Plus 3.5 is the spread.
No. Stay away from it.
Nope. Stay away. And then Thursday night game. Next week will be Denver Jets. Hammer the Mile High City on that.
Oh yeah, Broncos
hammer
definitely
it.
Win.
That hammer one. It.
That's the only win of the season for the Broncos, but they're going to get it.
Hey, Squirrel, did you figure out your mic back there?
My mic's fine.
Oh, there it is.
Talking into our ears.
It was weird.
Are we doing our special segment now?
Yeah, I think so. Hit it, Squirrel.
This is Squirrel's Soccer Seconds.
Calm down, Greg. It's soccer.
This is my nightmare.
And I am here, guys. My name is Squirrel, and I'm going to tell you a few things about soccer in the world today. Man United has won a penalty that was awarded after full time and overtime today. MLS has a few teams that have qualified for the CONMEBOL coming up in, summer.
What's that?
Yes.
It is a tournament from South America and America combined.
Oh, we're going
to
lose.
MLS
teams play the Mexican teams and
we're going to lose
the Brazilian teams. We definitely normally lose. Everton has topped the Premier League today, guys, after beating Crystal Palace. Barcelona's henchman, Messi, is very fumed over the trade for Luis Suarez going to Atletico Madrid. Right now, it stands.
Wait, what? What happened?
Luis Suarez has accepted a deal. And
the third baseman for the Reds?
No, that's Eugenio.
No.
Oh, that's Eugenio Suarez.
Luis Suarez is going to Atletico Madrid.
Is he a
yes,
fullback?
Sir.
Love
yes,
Atletico
no.
Madrid.
He is a striker.
Ooh, striker. Yeah. Got to get those strikers if you want to win that game.
Yeah, as of right now, Chelsea is losing to West Brom 3-2. Yeah, my big favorites. Major League Soccer, we have a few games today, guys.
Go Rapids.
Yeah, go Rapids. Rapids are playing Kansas City today, so
hopefully
that goes out. Yeah,
barbecues.
Big thing for Corey. Borussia Dortmund lost today.
Ugh.
In a shocker, 2-0 to
2-0.
Augsburg.
It's
yeah.
nil.
Who'd they lose
2-0.
To?
Augsburg.
I know some soccer terms.
Schalke is down 3-0 to Bremen right now. RB Leipzig is tied 1-1 with Bayern Leverkusen. Ooh. This is the German Bundesliga.
Oh, Jewish Bundesliga.
And Real Madrid. Real Madrid will be playing Real Betis today, later on at 1 p.m. Man United has come victorious over Brighton 3-2. And that will do it today, guys, for Squirrels Soccer Seconds.
That was a squirrel couple of minutes on soccer.
That was pretty good, though. I mean, honestly.
A lot of information.
I've been to Brighton.
It's going to explode.
I don't know. Not Colorado. In the England place. Yeah, over there. I've been to Brighton. Had a strange time there. That's a story for off the air for sure. All right, getting back, we got a couple minutes left before we are going to run to our next show. But the MLB, we got two games left. And guess who got mathematically eliminated?
My Colorado Rockies.
The Denver Rockies. Colorado. The Rockies have been mathematically eliminated from the postseason. So we can all, let's all just, do we have a sound effect for goodbye? Goodbye, Nolan Arenado. Yeah. It was fun while we had you.
Good night, sweet prince.
Good night, sweet prince. You beautiful, beautiful man.
It's the
greatest
sad.
Player to ever play for the Rockies. Bar
none. I have
to
burn my Rockies stuff now.
He is gone. He is not coming back. And but here's something, a positive, right? The Miami Marlins have clinched the postseason for the first time since 2003.
Which is amazing because their whole team had Corona at the beginning of the season.
I know. Everybody thought they were going to shut down the league, and here they are in the postseason.
Wow.
Little ditty. Last thing that happened in 2003, the last time the Marlins made the postseason, Ricky Williams was part of Miami College. Yeah, okay. And they were still not the Dolphins. And what was the other thing that I saw that happened in 2003? I don't remember off the top of my head, but I got to keep talking. So, yeah, it's been fun. It's been a pleasure. Thanks for sticking with us. If you want to call me, it's at 303-937-6548. I only got 30 seconds left, so we'll hit those numbers real fast.
Get in there now.
And we don't have anything else for you. So we don't have any outro music, but this has been The Locker Room. I want to thank Rock Quarry for being here. I want to thank Brandon Squirrel Sap. Looks like we're having some technical difficulties, but that's all right. Well, I don't think that was supposed to happen.
It's like...
That was not at all supposed to happen.
That was not supposed to happen.
Oh, Mr. Dover's going to be so disappointed.
I don't know what's going on back here, guys.
All right, this has been The Locker Room on GoMileHigh.com, part of the Be On Air Network. Thanks for sticking around with us. It's been fun. We've had some laughs. Y'all have a great, great Saturday.